There's a Gemara in Brochus, Daf Samachalov, where the Gemara in Brochus brings over there famous Machlokes in the Gemara. Famous Machlokes in the Gemara with Adam and Chava, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam took a chelik of Adam and created Chava. So, according to one man, the Gemara, Adam and Chava Be'etzem was one being, one, so to speak, creature, and one Adam was facing one side, was on one chelik, Chava was facing another side, whatever that means, we're not going into the Mefarshim right now. The Shaila from the Gemara is an interesting Shaila. Let's not get it to us. We're going to go a little bit right into the Yonim, Istaklis, and all the things that sort of come from there, the offspring of the Halachas. The Gemara is the Kasha. Who walked first? Kasha and the Gemara. You have over here Adam and Chava that are, so to speak, attached one to the other. And the Gemara wants to know which direction went first. Did Adam walk first and Chava sort of had to follow? Or did Chava walk first and Adam had to follow? That was the Shaila. So the Gemara answers a Sotisika answer. It must be that the man walked first. It must be that Adam Arishan went first. What's the Pshat? Because we have a Mefurisha Braisa. The Gemara in Brachos over there, Samach Allah brings a Braisa. And it's saying person should never walk behind a woman. And if I get to the Gemara, if a person's Poga Be'isha, if a person meets a woman on a bridge, walking on a bridge, and he's Poga Be'isha, is a woman also walking on the bridge? So the Gemara, what's he meant to do? The Gemara says simple, turn to the side. Steiner says you shouldn't be behind this woman, you should turn to the side. And the Gemara continues again, we're not going through the answer of the Gemara with all the Shakatai, the Gemara in Rashi and Tosfos for Chole. Oh, but just to understand where this is coming from, the Gemara says that if a person is over in this halacha and goes after the woman by the river, Kiyadua, the river was a place where they had to wash their clothing, so in order to wash the clothing they had to go inside the river and had to lift up their skirt in order not to get their skirt wet, b'chole. So the main Zut the Gemara, if a person goes and looks at a woman who's walking into the river in order to wash the clothing, Zut the Gemara, Eloi Chelek, Bo'olam Haba, as they state in the Gemara. Now the Gemara brings a Tanya Rabban on the Maisa. What happens if a person wants to istakel, wants to look at a woman's fingernails, he wants to look at her beautiful nail varnish nails? The Gemara says, you're not going to do it in Furish, you're not going to start looking at her nails. So Gemara says, oh, what's halacha like this? You ask a woman, have you got change of 5 shekel? She says, hold on a minute, she starts taking out a shekel, she starts counting shekel by shekel, and at that time you start looking at her fingernails. So the Gemara says over there that you're looking at her fingernails to have hana. Even if a person has Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, we mentioned this previously, lo yinakim medina shel gehenim, you could be mamish holding by the madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu, bringing Torah from Har Sinai b'chavusu the Rabbeinu shalom down to Gantz Klal Yisrael. Oh, but if your kavana is when this woman, and we'll speak about this by the way later on when we get to halachas of taking change, when you go to a store and you go to a shop with makolet and there's a woman there, she's giving change, what's that halacha? We'll get to in a moment. Al Kopanim, the Gemara is saying a push nazach. If a person has kavana, he goes to a bank and there's a cashier there, and she's got these nice fingernails, and kavana is to look, you could be holding by the madrego Moshe Rabbeinu mamish. Oh, but it won't save you. You can have as much Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not going to save you, Bechlau. Manoach, we know, is the father of Shimshon Agiba. Chazal say, Amoritz? So you state in Chazal? How do we know it's an Amoritz? So the Gemara, the Chazal tells us Be'etzem that he walked after his wife. Right, he didn't know this Gemara. Must be his Amoritz. Ask the Gemara, Elkanah also went after women, the Gemara tells us. Does that mean he was an Amoritz? It doesn't mean Achrei Amamish. The Gemara says no. He went after her Eitzah. Now, it's interesting. Rashi learns, what is this Eitzah walking behind a woman? Pashas, you learn Pashas Pshat in the Gemara. Pashas Pshat in the Gemara before you meet Rashi is, you walk behind the woman, you're looking at her, you're staring at her. Right? Rashi doesn't really learn that way. It's interesting. Rashi learns the reason why a person is not allowed to walk behind a woman, Gnai Loi Hadova, as I state in Rashi. Gnai Loi Hadova. It's not nice. That's what Rashi says. You look to the side, then it's okay. Oh, to walk directly behind the woman is not nice. Zuk the Marishah, beautiful Pshat. The Marishah learns Pshat in Rashi. It's Medayik from the Lashon of Rashi. And he says like this, that we're talking Afilu, the Gemara says already, Afilu Be'ishtoi. We're talking about a person's wife over here. I'm not talking about a strange woman. And after peeking, Rashi says, what? Gnai loy hadova. Zug de Marishah, is there an issue of istaklus on your wife? Avadunisht? Mimela. Zug de Marishah, Pshat and Rashi. The Rashi Taisha of the Gemara, when a person walks behind a woman, it's not Derech Eretz. Poshut, it's not Derech Eretz that this one the Marisha says, that the cotton goes before the Gadol. The man is the Gadol took the Marisha, the maiden took the Marisha, the Pshat in the Gemara is it's not Kovah, it's not Derech Eretz for the cotton, the woman, to go before the man. But again, we're not talking about a Mamash Issa Vishtaklis, or Belefi the Rambam. The Rambam says in Pirkei Avos that a person is not al tabesicha meisha. A person is not allowed to talk too much to women. And what's the pshat of the Rambam? A person talks too much to women, it gets him into the mood, it gets him started, gets him used to talk to women, and it's not beseder. So he learns again. The whole Yisod Rabbi Yisai again is learned from where Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava were not dealing with it myself with stakles and memela. That's why Rashi learns it's a gnai. However, when the Gemara says that when you're walking on a bridge and there's a woman there, Pogol of Isha, what do you do? So the Gemara, then you have to start making all the Hechatimtzus of going to this side, to that side. That over there is talking about Ashes Ish. That's not talking about your wife. Because when it comes to your wife, there's no Gnai. I've got no other choice, what am I to do? It's only a Gnai, it's only Derech Eretz. Of the Maisa, when it talks about another woman, then we're dealing with a Shaila Vistaklis, a person has to be careful. By the way, B'derech Agav, this is a tremendous Shaila when people date. When people go on Shidduchim, what do you do? Who walks first? The boy? Or the woman, right? She clearly wants to open the door, so she should go in, and then they got Shaila who walks first. They answer Maisa. So the Maisa they bring there, somebody once told me, Talmud of Rav Hutna. See, he said Rav Hutna always said above the man should walk first. And again, the Makor is this Marishah, which is based in Rashi, which is unfortunately Gemara in Brochus, because he said it, a mensch goes first. Derech Eretz that the man goes first, and that's Taka the Mahalach. Again, not because of a stakus. We're not worried about over here of a stakus. We're talking over here simply as Derech Eretz. So the Maisa of the Makor is Taka the Marishah. Very interesting.
Open the door.
We're not going into dating right now.
Let her in.
Then you have to you go around, figure it out, make her figure it out. Let's look at the Rambam. There's a Rambam as well. Very interesting. The Rambam says Misha Poga Isha Bashuk. So the Rambam be'etz and paskins, and that's how we paskin Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. You open up Eben Ezra and Chinuch of Aleph. It's klar in Shulchan Aruch that it's an Issa Gomel for a person to walk behind a woman. Let me tell you the following shaila. Very interesting shaila was posed by Be'etzem the Tzitz Eliezer. Somebody asked the Tzitz Eliezer the shaila. The shaila I saw brought down in the Mincha Shloime for our going Reb Shloime Zalman Zatzal. Reb Shloime Zalman Simon Tzadik Aleph brings down the Tzitz Eliezer. An interesting shaila. He says like this. There was, as you do, everybody waits by the bus stop for the bus to come. The problem is you've got men and you've got women there. So there was a certain person over there that always noticed that there was a woman that always came along, and Eishes Chav, she was the wife of a Chashev Rav, a wife of a big Rosh Hashiva, a wife of a Chashev Talmud Chacham, whatever it may be. Mamash, a wife of a Chashev Yid. So he wanted to know, if he's allowed to ask Chavad, the Mechabed her, Eishes Chav, a Chashev Zach, a Chashev woman, is he covered for her to go first? That's one side. Mitzad Shein, you have another problem, says the Tzitz Eliezer, is the problem of walking behind a woman. So what do you do in such a situation? So the Tzitz Eliezer asked the Shaila. That's the Shaila. And Reb Shloime Zalman brings it down in Mincha Shloime Simon Tzadik Aleph. Now he brings over there, very interesting. Reb Shloime Zalman brings the whole tshuva, the Gantz Maisa, and he brings over there that there's apparently a Leket Yesha who brings and records the Minhagim of his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, Mamash one of the Rishonim, that said, Bizman Hazeh its Mutter, because people are not so careful. And Reb Shloime Zalman said, that's weird. I have a Gemara, I have a Ramba, I have a Tor, I have a Shulchan Aruch, I want the nice again. Nobody says it's mutter. All of a sudden, Haidt Kaposin come along with Haidt Kaposin, Shubh Zadeshin, says mutter. Can I get the Gemara? Can I get the Rambam? What's pshat? So, Lemaisa answers a very, very interesting issue, which I think is good to know. Again, it's branching off of what we were discussing originally. Rosh Lema Zalman says that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of Etzim of the Gemara was Poga Beshuk. And he's Medaik from the Lashon Agimore. The Gemara says Poga. What means Poga? Poga means, back right by Helmut, you walk on the street, oh wow, happens to be a woman over there. Oh, so Rosh Lema Zalman, this man over there in the Gemara. It was a very weird thing for women to walk on the shuk. No women were walking around in the shuk. You do the Maisa, we all know the Chassam Sofer, that's why women don't like Hadlokas and Eres Hanukkah, right, because we know it was Tznius, women are not normally outside, v'chule, mimeila. Zog Rosh Lema Zalman, this man a Gemara. So everybody, all the men were in the shuk. The women weren't in the shuk. No, you met a woman in the shuk, Lashon Poga. Wow, person get a grocery spiders. And mimeila, to look at this woman in Gansa, to look at her, I'm not going to do a mindset to stack this mamish, I'm going to bind her. So Mimeila Chazal made some kind of exera over here. So Mimeila Rosh Lema Zalman nowadays, two things, two heterim he has. Number one, when you see a woman in the shuk, someone gets a satisfied, it's wow, unbelievable. Women all over the place. Number two, Zuk Mishloim Zalman, something else. he says that, what are you going to do? So this woman's walking behind her, you're going to go, I'm going to step to the side, there's another woman there. Everywhere you go, there's going to be another woman. They're all over the place. So Shlomo Zalman al-Pizeh, not that it's mutter, so Shulchan Aruch says also, of in a matzav of a kovod, like the case of Tzitz Eliezer, to offer a woman to go first, als derech eretz, so then there's a mokum to be mekel. Oh, but rather, shteitin halacha, a person has to keep. To walk behind a woman in a regular matzav is avadah going to be asa. But again, there is a mokum with the time covered abrius or derech eretz to be mekel. Long again, baita. There's a mokum of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, when he talks about the Mishnah and others, like we said, atar b'sichah le'isha, that he mentions over there, gvalda gazach, so took the Rabbeinu Yonah, that a person wants to learn. No, very difficult, says Rabbeinu Yonah, to sit and learn and have kavana and have intention and mamash to sit and have a geshmak in your learning. If a person has thoughts of women, whether it be stackers that he did, whether it be women that he talks to, women that he's friendly with, it's Rabbeinu Yonah, it's very shver. So Rabbeinu Yonah says a person can't have so much going on in his head at one time. And the Mela, like I once heard from a Gaon Rav Osher Zelig Rubinstein Zatzal, he said that imagine a person likes apple cake, whatever it is, geschmack, a nice pastry. The apple cake is very nice, very sweet, very nice. Right before you eat the cake, you put a piece of spearmint gum into your mouth. You put a piece of gum in your mouth. Well, the apple taste is not going to taste the same. It probably doesn't go. Why? I've got the mint taste in my mouth still. The mail is the same thing Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. A person wants to sit and only, but MSC wants to steig, he wants to become a better person. It's not going to work. To start looking in the street, all sorts of things, about talking to girls, about running with girls, whatever it is. You can do with the Meister with the Moshe, right? I'm sure everybody knows the Meister, this is a famous Meister. 1975, famous boy, it was a Bachon Yeshiva that was friendly with a girl, whatever that means. And his rabbi started talking to him, saying, oh, it's mamash not so posh, la locha, to be friendly with a girl. No, we're just a friend. Are you doing it for shidduchim? No, I'm going to marry her. I should marry her for I'm too young, or whatever, I'm not interested, this, that, and the other. So, you know, it's a shite. So, I guess the bachur wasn't interested. He said, very nice, Musa, Shkofa, I'm not interested. He said like this. He said, if Moshe Feinstein writes me a letter to say that it's asa, then I'll listen. Then I'll listen. So, the master, they penned the tshuva, the shayla, they wrote down the shayla on a piece of paper. And the Shaila came to Rav Moshe. Now, Rav Moshe, you have to remember, this is 1975. Rav Moshe was the Godel Hador. Rav Moshe was dealing with Shailas of Agunas. He was dealing with Shailas of Siamese twins that were connected by the heart. And the Shailas, which one to disconnect, and Nebuch one will be there. These are Syrian Shailas, right? There's a fellow here in Sorotskin, actually, who, I think, what he said over once, he was the go-between between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Just like the godless of emotion, not that he needs any explanation of it. The word by itself is already enough. But upon him, he was the get between Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha. And Shlomo Zalman had a very shver aguna case. Very, very shver. He's working it for a while. Pushed it to figure out ahead of this aguna. Yeah, no, Gansa Maisa. So he sent this person who lives today on Sorotskin, and he said, I need the shayla to go to Ramosha. Nobody can answer except Ramosha. Ramosha's the man for this one. Here's the address. So he's a potato, so I'm going to go to Ramosha, and maybe he was going to America anyway, whatever it was. Has a yeshiva now. So he said, potato, so I'll go to Rav Moshe, I'll ask him the shayla. He told him, Shlomo Zalman, told him the Gan Samaisa, how to present the shayla, which is a tremendous, tremendous shayla, been working on for a long time, to Rav Moshe. Agav. He says to this fellow, you're going to Rav Moshe, I have another question. This is a small little shayla. Stop, I want to know. Rav Moshe, you can tell it at the same time. What was the shayla? The Moshe says, when there's a Levaya, a Talmud Chocham, you need 600,000 people. So he wants to know, why do we do it nowadays? Small little shayla. So the fellow came to Rav Moshe. He presents him with the first shayla, the aguna shayla. Took about maybe 3.5 seconds. Rav Moshe said, that's pesedah, no problem. That was easy. Next, so you have another shayla? Yeah, another shayla. 600,000 people. Ooh, that's a shver shayla. That's a shver shayla. I have to think about that one. So, Moyer de Kazach. Al Kaponin, they came to Rav Moshe with this shayla. Girlfriend, boyfriend, I'm friendly with a girl. Now, he said, Mufush, Yichud, I don't do. Yichud, I know is also the Tamad that we don't do. Nigia, Chas Mishola. These are the Surah Mamish. I'm just friendly. Talk, this, and that, shmooze, this, that, and the other. Mabaya. And he said, Claw, I don't want Musa, I don't want Hashkafa, I don't want all that. Very nice. I want one clear-cut answer. Is it Mutter or is it Asa? And Rav Shlomo Zalman over there in Chedek Dalet brings down the Rambam, we've spoken about it here once before, and he writes over there in the beginning that this is such a serious question, I need to answer this now. Again, Rav Moshe was dealing with the biggest shailas in the whole world. And yet this shayla he took upon as a very serious shayla that he has to answer now. And he brings the Rambam. And he says the Rambam said that a person comes close to Arayas. We've spoken about the different places over here. It's Mamashad Arayasa. right? It's tikkun da erva. Mamish, a person comes close, kiruv, to an erva. That already readies a shalav a daraisa, and that's what he brings down in the Farish and the Rambam, that the Maisa people think that these are things that are like zeiras, which we'll speak about, like Abiyo Chasicha. People think that if I come close to a woman, so that be'esem is not an osa, until a chastron something happens. If I touch her, this, that, and the other, if I look, oh, that's an issa. Oh, but in a regular month, I'm coming close, I didn't do anything. It's nishna zoi. Zuk, Moshe, Klop, Shat, the Rambam, that the Torah over here made this gedder. This is something very interesting. We don't find this very often, by the way. We find it by Yichud, but we'll discuss it over there. Sometimes there's a gzeira, which is the Raisa. The Torah made the gzeira. And over here, the Torah made the gzeira not to become close to an erva, not to a dova erva, whatever it may be. Mimela. He paskins 100%. This is an Issa, min ha-Torah, mamash. Then he brings down the obvious Rib Nosson, that talking, we know, even to a person whose wife is a Shaila, Memela culture came to any woman, and there's badly going to be a status involved, and Memela, 100%, there's no Shaila Bechlal over here whatsoever. And again, Ramosha knew when people get friendly with a girl, they think, oh, it's only for friends, this, that, and the other. Ramosha, there's no question they're getting Hanah from looking, they're getting Hanah from hearing. Bechuli, Bechuli, Ramosha paskins without any Lomdus, without any Musa, without any Ashkafa. It's an Issa Min HaTorah Mamish. Just like a person wouldn't eat a matzah on Pesach. So we really have to do the same thing over here. A little bit less pleasant. Oh, but that's Lamaisa. Now, let me just, Be'etzim, we've got a lot more to do over here. Your time is running out already, but I just want to finish a couple more nekudas. It's interesting because just on this nekuda we're mentioning about being friendly with a woman, again, like I mentioned at the beginning, even if it's not negated to anybody here, we have to spray the water all over the place so the fire doesn't spread. We want to prevent it before we get there. It's actually they bring it down for one of the, they told us Yaakov Yosef brings down a joke. There's like a joke over there, he brings down over there that someone fell into a pit and he couldn't climb out. So a fellow walked past the pit, he saw this fellow in the pit, he said, what's going on? So he tells the guy in the pit, he said, why don't you just go home and bring a ladder? If you bring a ladder, then you'll be able to get out, right? So one of the big magi, one of the Talmidim of Baal Shem Tov said, this joke is a joke, but teaches us a tremendous yesod in Avodas Hashem. It teaches us that we have to prepare ourselves before we fall. If we have the ladder with us before we fall, then in Mele it will be much easier to get up. So if we fall, we'll be prepared to climb straight away. But Al-Kaponim, just to mention one last akuda in this, is Noshim Daitas Kalosheim, which is also a Shaitan Chazal. So what exactly does that mean? It's interesting, everybody remembers the Maisa, Rashi brings it down, the Maisa of Bruya. Everybody knows the Maisa of Bruya Mestoma, right? The wife of Remeah. Right? The wife of Remeah. Remeah was one of the biggest. Kiyadua. Any Stam Mishnah is? Stam Mishnah Remeah. Rabbi was one of the biggest Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva. We know Rabbi Kiva is Talmidim or Nifta. He was left with only five Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Meir. His name wasn't really Meir. It was Meir Sa'olim Kulai with his Torah. And then he was a Gevaldig Yid. Rabbi Meir made this statement. Yeah, Noshim Daitos Kalon. His wife, who was a very, very clever person, Agav, said, I don't believe you. It's not true. And Rashi brings this all down. She says, I don't believe you. What Noshim Daitos Kalon? What are you talking about? What's Pshat? I don't believe you. And she was a very clever lady. How did Rameh test her? Rameh tested her like this. Now, he could have given her, I don't know, 5,000-piece puzzle to do. He could have asked her to say Pshat and Reb Chaim on a Tosfos. I don't know. He didn't ask to do that. Why did he ask to test her? How did he test her? Very simple. He went to one of his closest Talmidim. And he said to one of his closest Talmidim, listen here, I want you to seduce my wife. Talmud listens to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, say it. So he starts going after Bruya, starts going after her. May his wife, he starts sending her flowers, and starts sending her notes, and starts sending her love notes, and telling her, I love you, and you're amazing, and this, that, and the other. Answer, Maisa! And eventually, after one day, one fateful day, Rashi brings down that she gave in, and she says, okay. At that moment, before the Maisa took place, Rameya pops out of the cover and said, ah! You see? I told you! Noshim Daitas Kalosheim! You were wrong! It's true what I said! As long as I rush you, brings it down, I'm not adding anything. Now, the Maisa, what's the Pshat? It means the Pshat is that they're very easily persuaded, they're very easy to get into, which is a little bit of a word of warning from Chazal. That Chazal are telling us, it's very simple for a boy, a man, to get involved in a way that you can get her more involved, and you have to realize it's on you, because they're not going to stop you. Noshim Daitas Kalosheim, it's all on you. And the main of it's on you, it's your responsibility to figure this out. Let me just continue like this. Be'etzem Azoi, very, again, this is the moments you said it, we're mentioning before, preparing a person's ladders. Person can listen to the shiurim, which we'll almost finish this section, we've got one more tomorrow, discuss a few more in yom, a few more alochas, and sometimes a person gets a little bit upset, what's going on? So a person has to realize that tzaddik once said, it was a great tzaddik once said, that a person one day could be a malach mamish, and the next day could be a galach. That the person can fall so drastically. He can fall mamish for one day sitting shtag in the beast medrash, the next day who knows where he can be. But a person has to realize that falling is a very essence. It's a part of a person's growing. We spoke about this. That's why the Bernishim gives nisoinus. That's why the Bernishim gives a person yitzhar. It's only for you to grow. And the preparation, if you know that falling is part of a way of how to get higher and higher, so you won't be taken by surprise when you fall and start getting into some kind of depression, all upset and averis and what's am I anyway, b'chuli b'chuli. A person will realize that no, the fall is a test to see how you remain or not. The Mori Naim in Parshas Yisro will finish with this as an unbelievable thing. The Mori Naim writes, there are certain secrets why people have to fall from their spiritual level. One of the reasons he says in Al-Pikabola that there's certain souls that are on this low level, and made it when I fall there and I go up, so I bring these souls with me, but that we're not going into right now. He says another reason as well. One reason is posher to make people on a higher level. Because Lemaisa we know, and he says, on anything like a plant, when you want to take a seed and plant it, what happens before it turns into a beautiful, beautiful tree, a beautiful blossom flower? It decomposes. It becomes not gishmak. Sometimes you have to go that way in order to reach even higher. For example, when you build a building, I'm adding this, he doesn't say this. When you build a building, what do you have to do first? You dig down, 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 and then eventually you can go the higher, the more down you go, the higher up you can go because you dug the foundations. Mimela, you have to realize one tremendous issue, and that is, in a chanami, these halachos are difficult, and a person tankers gets big eights of horrors, but it was sent for a reason that you can grow. The higher the eights of horror, the higher you can grow. I'm almost have to finish with one last akuda. Rabbi Rav has a sefer, Shem Emunim, and the Maim Emunah, Sikot involved over there, he writes an unbelievable mitzvah that happened to him. He says, sometimes people get all upset with all the feelings, v'chule. He says, but in order to give people chizik, I'm writing my own personal story. And I read you the story, he says like this. When I was a young guy, I suffered a lot of tests. I felt myself surrounded by great darkness, to the extent that I wasn't able to take a sefer into my hands, because I experienced a bitter taste in my mouth with every word of Torah. I fell into a mamash, a big depression for a long time. I couldn't find a way out, but I didn't speak to anyone because I didn't think anybody could help me. I cried bitter tears to Rabbi Shloilam, but I didn't find a solution. Until one day, I went to the kaver of a tremendous tzaddik, and I cried there, and I asked that I should either die, or my heart should finally open, and I should learn the Torah like a regular yid, not to lose both worlds. In the midst of my deep crying and my tefillahs, my mind told me, go home, start learning with Mesiras Nefesh, no matter what's going to happen. I came back home, I opened up a sefer, and I said, whenever this opens up to, I'm going to learn this b'yin till the end of the sugya, but Mesiras Nefesh, I don't care what it is. And it happened to be the Rosh and Hilchos Mikvoyos. He said, that's it, I'm going to finish it with Mesiras Nefesh Mamish. He said, I felt taste of death with every word, but I continued, vaita, vaita, and I said to myself, no, I don't care if I die, but I have to finish this. When I finally finished the topic with all the Mesiras Nefesh, the Rebbeinu Shlom opened up my heart, and I experienced such a sweet, beautiful sensation of Torah. Once again, the love of Torah returned to my heart, so that Etzem I could go to a room full of people learning, and I wouldn't be destroyed. And I told this everybody this story to give people chizit. They have to realize that people have nefilas. Right, Shlomo HaMelech says, a tzaddik falls 7 times, and the ikki yisod is you get up. The person is in a fila, he looks at him, he's something he doesn't look at. He talks to someone, he doesn't talk about whatever it is, the ashbob was there, enoch and ami, and all the tremendous zakhar of the monsters and the eyes and the chule. But you have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shlom sent every person he ate to her in order for you to rise up, Be'ez Hashem, and become even better, Eved Hashem, to Rebbeinu Shlom. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, is the last she on these inyanim before we start Hilchos Yochud. Join us, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.